This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. If you're currently job hunting or even considering a career change, today's podcast is one you won't want to miss as I talk about what to look for in a good employer. It can be easy to spot those red flags with a company you don't want to work for, but what can be good signs of a place you will be happy working and one that will treat you well? Stick around as I talk about positive signs of a good employer. It seems like it's always easy to find the red flags of a bad employer, but today's podcast is going to include some of those. But at the same time, I wanted to point out the things to look for in a good employer. And that's really what this podcast is going to focus on. If you are currently hunting for a job, you know, you're in the job market, it's important to find somewhere that you're going to be happy and a place that's also going to treat you well. Because people that are in the workplace, we spend a large part of our time with our employer. And this is time away from your family, from your interests, from your dreams often. So it's important that you find an employer that you're happy with and one that will treat you well. Now, an employer, yes, they are going to be providing you with a paycheck, essentially. And that's one of the things a lot of people say, well, you know, you can't ask for much more. But really, it should go hand in hand when you think about it, because you're giving your time and a large part of your life to a business, to an employer, and they're also so giving back to you. So it is kind of a mutual relationship. And the problem today is it's hard to find a good one. And employers are increasingly seeing their employees as being an expendable resource. And according to a Gallup poll, employer loyalty is at an all-time low right now, with 70% of the workers in a poll stating that they dislike their job. This might be surprising to some people, but I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast, it's probably not that surprising that many people don't like their job. They don't like the people they work for. And one of those reasons is employers, they're not the same as they were some time ago. It's been decades since a person could expect a loyal employer to provide them with a lifelong career. And the result is an employment environment where workers will likely have 10 or more places of employment in their lifetime, with the possibility of even a few career changes along the way being possible. The saying many companies previously used was, you know, a lot of times you would hear employees are our greatest asset. That is one of the things you would hear. And this does no longer seem to be the case, even though many companies like the public to perceive them as a culture of caring for the people that work for them. It's just not the case. They will even many times use terms such as, you know, we're a family here at XYZ company. And it's just really not the case. The employer and employee loyalty just is not the same as it was at one time. And according to a lot of the data available, employer loyalty at this time, it's at an all-time low. The truth is, there's just no longer much loyalty left in the corporate world. The loyalty most of the time lies in the bottom line and often shareholder profits. It is important to remember when searching for an employer that they are looking for the right person, someone that can increase their profits and productivity. You also need to remember you have a right to ensure the company you decide to work for is right for you. A paycheck is something you should receive in return for your service, like I said, but you also need to make certain you can grow and be happy with the place you decide to work. Now, what are some things workers look for in a good employer? I think one of the most important things is obviously the compensation and benefits. Money isn't everything, but we certainly don't typically work for free. An employer that offers competitive pay and benefit packages is usually a good sign. It's important to compare a potential employer's compensation and benefits to other companies in the same category to see if they're competitive And also that, you know, that they're offering a fair wage for, you know, your experience and also good benefits. Don't discount a slightly lower salary with a high-end medical insurance package. This is a really big one today. With the cost of high deductible health plans these days, you know, a really good health plan could save you thousands of dollars every year. So that is something to keep in mind. Retirement benefits could also be something that might be offered by an employer that might be very good that you might want to consider in place of the highest salary that you can get. If a potential employer has something like a 401k plan with a high matching amount, it could also be a good sign of things. However, it is important to be cautious and look at the entire picture when it comes to the retirement benefits that a potential employer might offer. Some employers will sell their compensation and benefit packages as being the, you know, the greatest thing around, but they do often contain clauses on long vesting schedules to get rewarded. So that is something you need to keep in mind. The problem with benefits taking several years to realize, it's just this: time is generally not on your side in the workplace today. The average worker these days is changing employers every 3 to 5 years. And this is why it's important to look closely at compensation and not only the benefit packages, but the schedules to actually be able to take advantage of the benefits. Growth is another thing to look for. Good employers will have opportunities for their employees to grow in their organization. This can be important for advancing your career at the company you decide to work for or a future employer. If you plan on having a career and not just a job, you want to have opportunities to grow. This will often not only lead to more responsibility, but also an increase down the road in compensation. If you can't grow at a company, the employer might not be a good one. The problem with identifying opportunities to grow with an organization in many employers, they'll tell you there are great openings for advancement when it's truly not the case. And it can be difficult to identify if growth is really possible, but there are ways to identify employers that are being honest from the ones that might be stretching the truth. Look for financial extras in a good employer. In addition to retirement plan benefits, a potential good employer might have something like a profit sharing plan or even a bonus they might offer. These can be attractive, and many employers will offer them to potential employees claiming how great they are. Again, it is important to look further into the details of the extras. It could be years before you qualify to get them, or their bonus claims might be exaggerated. With sales jobs, recruiters will often use the dreams of high bonus money. Don't believe everything they tell you and have them show you examples. Another one to look out for is a work-life balance. If you find an employer that is a good one, they should actually have a good work-life balance. The term work-life balance is used quite a lot by hiring managers. And it sounds nice, but it is not as common as many employers claim. The truth is, many businesses are going to a lean model, and the idea is having fewer employees do more work, even more responsibilities. And this isn't always a necessity, and it is many times only done to increase profits in the bottom line. Being there for your employer will be important. However, they want you to be available, you know, if they want you to be available 7 days a week at all hours of the day, this doesn't have much time to balance your life. Make certain the employer offers vacation time, sick and personal days. You also want to ensure that they just don't offer them, but people actually take the time they need to recharge. I know personally, I've worked for, you know, companies that are so eager to tell people about their balance with work and life, yet there's an expectation that no one really takes much vacation or time away. You want an employer that actually might even encourage people to take time off. That's something to look for in a good employer. You know, everyone can work, you know, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you do need time to recharge. There's many statistics available that people that actually get some time off might actually be more productive. So it is important. Now, the next one on my list here of things to look for in a good employer should be an obvious one, but the working environment should be safe. Although there are laws about safety standards in the workplace, the laws are bent or broken. It might depend on the career you work in, but it is important to work in a place that is physically safe. And just because, like I said, there's laws in place, it doesn't mean people aren't going to bend the rules. You want to make sure it's a healthy work environment. In addition to just being safe, it also needs to be healthy. The two could be the same from a physical standpoint, but you also want to make certain the environment is mentally healthy. This can actually be a bigger issue than many people realize. I wouldn't recommend working for an employer that is going to be verbally abusive or consistently put you down. This is toxic, and you don't want to work for someone like this. There is a previous article I wrote, if you want to take a look at it, on smartstartmoney.com, that goes into 10 toxic workplace signs. If you take a look at that article, and a number of them are on the place that you work, don't put yourself in a terrible environment. Something that's mentally unstable, if you're in something like that, plan on getting out. That's not a way that you want to spend your life. Leadership is also important in a good place to work, and try to research the leadership on an employer you're thinking about working for, and it can open your eyes to good things or a possible nightmare. The people in charge are essentially navigating the ship. If they're no good at what they're doing, the ship will eventually, it's going to hit an iceberg and it's going to sink. So you want to make sure that the leadership in the company you're working for is competent. Now, there are many people, believe it or not, that run companies and they're terrible at doing it. Because they know people in the right places, they move from one company to another, killing everything in their path. And there are CEOs like this that will go to one company and it won't do so well. They'll move to another and they just keep moving on. So it's important to do your research. Use sites like something like Glassdoor.com to read reviews from past employees, but don't believe everything you read either. Reviews are sometimes not created by real past employees. If you know someone that worked for an employer you are considering, try to get their honest opinion, because this is oftentimes the best way to find out what is going on in a company that you're thinking about working for. If you are going to have a direct report or manager, it is important to know what they are like as well. You will want to meet with them before taking a job, and it can be hard to really get a feel for what a person will be, you know, like what they're going to be like before working for them. But plan a set of questions to ask the person that you potentially could be working for. This will be your best defense against any future issues. Recognition is another important thing to look out for in a good employer. It's nice to be recognized for a job well done sometimes. And this can keep a person motivated to do more and improve, thus, you know, making a company better and helping them earn a bigger profit. Some companies will use recognition way too much and for the same people over and over. And this can be, you know, sometimes it can be their way of rewarding a worker that does not include something like, you know, a pay raise. Make sure the employer you work for does not abuse their way of recognizing employees. You also want the reward of earning more money along the way. Like I said, recognition is great, but if you're there and constantly improving and you probably deserve a pay raise, but they're just going to recognize you with an award, it probably does, you know, although it's nice, you probably want to get that increase in pay as well. Generally, a company that rewards its employees and recognizes the contributions they make will have lower turnover. A company that has a challenging time keeping employees is not a good sign, and it's always a good question to ask in an interview. Get a feeling of how long employees stay with the employer. People often don't even leave places, believe it or not, due to money issues. It could be a sign of bad leadership and management if they do have that revolving door and it doesn't seem like many people have been there for very long. So something to keep in mind with finding a good employer. Now that I've gone over the signs of finding a good employer, what are some of the signs of a bad employer? And these can kind of go hand in hand to to look out for to find that good employer as well. One of the big ones on this list here is job position details are very vague. If you interview with a potential employer and they're not clear on what the position will be doing, this can be a warning sign of bad things to come. Also, an employer that might have a job description that seems to include everything the company does might not be a good sign as well. If they're not sure what they're hiring for, how are you going to be sure you will know what you will be doing, and also if you're going to like the job? An employer that can clearly communicate the position they are looking to fill can be a good sign. If not, it might not, you know, it might be one that you want to avoid. Organization and professionalism problems are something to look out for in a bad place to work. If the person interviewing you does not show up without notice or shows up, you know, late for a second and third interview, this is a real red flag of issues. Not being respectful of your time as a potential employee should be a big problem. If the place of business seems to be unorganized and run by people that appear to have no professionalism, this is also a problem. A place of business that looks unkept can be a sign of no one caring what the results are for success. So those are just little things that you can kind of keep an eye on. An example I have that gave me bad vibes of an employer is I got sent a job offer at one time, and it had another person's name on the job offer. And when I questioned this, they withdrew the offer and acted offended that I was asking why there was somebody else's name on the job offer. And it turns out it was a blessing in disguise, so to speak. Sometimes warning signs of a bad employer, they take care of themselves. Because come to find out, that company, they haven't done so well. And a lot of the people that I interviewed with and everything else have left. Just something to keep in mind. There are some things that just turn out that way sometimes. And, you know, at first I was not completely upset I didn't get the job, but it actually turned out for the best. There was a reason why they did it and a reason why I asked. And it was because the place was not probably a good place to work. If there is a rush to get you hired, it is possible an employer, you know, might need help right away. But if there does seem like an urgency to get the hiring done that day, it can be a bad sign. This could be an issue of high employee turnover, as I was previously talking about, and a revolving door of workers, employees that are either constantly fired or quit. So if there's a real quick rush to hire you, if you're interviewing, you know, they want you to start that day, that might not be the greatest sign of things to come. How fast you can start might not be the best thing to always hear. You know, an employer that fills positions with warm bodies is never a good one. If an employer takes time to find a quality job candidate, this can show they might care more, you know, about their decisions. Unresponsive follow-up from an HR department or hiring manager can also be a bad sign. Many companies in today's environment can take weeks or even months to finalize the hiring process for a new employee. But what you have to realize is this doesn't give them the right to ignore your phone calls or emails. If the people you are working with to get hired are not responsive or respectful, it's generally not a good sign that that's going to be a great place to work. If your questions are not entirely answered in an interview, this can also be a bad sign of an employer. If you're being interviewed and the person conducting it seems to dodge a lot of your questions, there is typically a reason why they are doing this. A company that only talks about themselves and does not have any concern for your questions is probably not one you want to work for. The next on this list here of things to look out for in a bad place to work is, this should be obvious, but if a hiring manager can't meet at the place of business or you can't talk to the people you'll be working with, this probably isn't a good sign. You know, a hiring manager that wants to meet outside the office or doesn't want you to meet the people you'll be working with, it's not a good sign. Again, if they seem to be hiding or avoiding something, they probably are doing it for a reason. So how can you increase the chances of choosing the right employer? And this is really what this podcast is about, is the things to look out for and also the good things to look for in the employer. But how can you increase the chances of choosing a good place to work? When you decide to work for an employer, you want to choose one that will obviously treat you with respect, and they're also going to reward you for performance. To do this, it is important to thoroughly research the potential place you're considering working. Now, the good thing is with the internet, there can be a lot of information available to get a feeling of how an employer might be to work with. But you do need to be cautious and not believe everything you read out there. Like I said, some of those review sites, they're not actually probably from real employees. There are people that might have been terminated also for an actual cause that write terrible reviews for an employer. That is a possibility. You know, a disgruntled employee that gets fired for something can certainly try to make the company look bad. But there might also be positive reviews, like I said, written, you know, by someone other than the employer. Fake reviews, believe it or not, are not as uncommon as one might believe. Using sites like thelayoff.com and glassdoor.com can be helpful to identify possible issues at a company, but you do need to keep in mind that not everything written out there is true. In addition to doing research on a potential employer, it's important to ask the right questions in an interview to get an idea of what the environment might be like. And this is probably the most important thing, is to ask good questions in an interview. If you're interviewing with a potential employer, you should have a good set of questions to ask that employer to get a feeling if it's going to be a good place to work. And I've got a number of these, with the number one item being, what length of time have the people I will be working with been with the company? And this goes back to that revolving door of, you know, how long have people worked with the company? Get a feel for how long people stay with the employer you're interviewing with. If there seems to be a revolving door with most employees only being there for a year or two, there's typically a reason why. Most people would think people leave a company, like I said, due to money, but this is simply not the case. Terrible management and leadership are usually the top reason why people leave their employer. If everyone is a new employee at the company you're interviewing with, you want to make sure you ask why. Number two on the list here of questions to ask a employer when you're interviewing is, what is your idea of the ideal employee? Asking what the interviewer believes the company's ideal employee is like can be a very good question to ask. You can quickly find out if their idea is reasonable or unreasonable. It's a good question to ask. What is your idea of the ideal employee? And listen closely to see if it sounds reasonable. Number three question to ask here is, how are employees reviewed and evaluated? You're going to want to know how your performance is going to be evaluated. Often this is the basis for a promotion or pay raise. If they conduct yearly performance reviews, it's important to know how they do it. And I do have another article on smartstartmoney.com, The Truth About Performance Reviews, because annual performance reviews realistically should be a thing of the past. And there's a number of reasons why they're outdated. But if the company you're going to work for is going to give those annual performance reviews, you want to get an idea of how they're done. If the interviewer says the company does do annual reviews, make sure to ask a lot more questions. Also, in addition to asking how they're performed, ask who does the review, what is the process that goes into the review. I know I've worked for two companies now where my direct report did an annual review, even though they were never in the office. How can a person that is never around do your review and rate your performance? So things like this can be a sign of issues. You also want to ask, how would you describe the management style at the company? You should ask questions to get a feel of the management style the company seems to use. If you're interviewing with the person that will be your direct report, ask them how they would describe their own management style. A good follow-up question to ask is what role models they might use for a management style. You want to know what the management style is going to be. And if you're interviewing with the person that's actually going to be your direct report, this is even better. You want to find out, are they a micromanager? Do they, you know, give their employees a little leeway to be responsible for their own work? Or are they going to be hovering over you all the time? That's something important that you want to know. Now, this one, what do you like about working here? You can certainly ask this question, but I don't think you're always going to get the truth. But it is a good question to ask. If they are hesitant or can't come up with some clear answers when you do ask this question, it can be a red flag to avoid working at the place you're interviewing with. There's always going to be people that are good at hiding their true feelings, but often with employers at certain places, the employees doing the interview, a lot of times you can just tell whether they're happy or not if you really take a few minutes to observe some things. And this is particularly true with a person that might work for the same employer for a long time. Those are some things you want to keep in the back of your mind. How would you describe the culture is another question you want to ask somebody that is interviewing you. Now, employers they're often very proud to communicate their culture. So you want to ask the interviewer what the culture is like in the company that you're thinking about working for. But keep in mind, it isn't always what it actually might be. You know, culture can be open to some interpretation. And my experience, again, for working for an employer that preached their culture was, you know, they said how great it was. And in truth, it was something completely different. So a company's culture is often just the face they like to portray to the public to view them in a positive light, but the culture may actually be quite different. Number 7 is when you're in an interview to observe your interviewer's body language. Now, although a good interview can be trained to show positive body language regardless of what they're telling you, look for any signs that the things being told might not actually be the truth. And I don't think body language all the time necessarily gives one message or another, but you know, things like the standards, folded arms, no eye contact, and answers that don't seem to be direct can be signs of problems, but it can also be the person. You know, although you can use the body language to observe a person and find out whether it's a place you want to work or not, I wouldn't look completely at that for either a good or bad place to work. Take it in with all the other questions you want to ask your interviewer. So what are lies to look out for from an interview? Now, surprise, some interviewers don't always tell the truth. Their job is to typically get the most qualified candidate for a position at the least expensive price. And to do this, they will sometimes stretch the truth or tell blatant lies to get a person hired. If you hear of one of these statements, it will be important to get more information on an employer and do even further research. So if you hear something like, our bonus and incentive programs are the best. Now, money is one way employers try to lure people into a job position. Bonuses are not generally guaranteed and they can fluctuate year to year. Just because an interviewer claims their company has the best does not mean it is or will be in the future. If you are interviewing for a sales job, be extra cautious with claims of wealthy incentives and commissions. These claims are often what their very best salespeople accomplish and are usually a very small percentage of workers. If you're considering a job with the company, ask for a high and a low end on those bonuses they pay out. The low end is the one you want to consider as the scenario because it is probably closer to the norm. Another thing that an interviewer may ask that you want to be on the lookout for in lying to you is, we have a great training program. If your interviewer claims the company has a great training program, ask how it is so great. One person's view of a great training program can be completely different from another. Another experience I had is I worked for an employer that claimed their training was good, but come to find out, it was almost non-existent. It was more of a learn-as-you-go training, and this was their great training program. You learn as you go. And they claimed it was the best way to learn. So we have a great training program is not always necessarily the case. Employers like to say they have those to make someone comfortable that they may be hiring. And another one to look on the lookout for that an interviewer might say that isn't necessarily the truth is there's a lot of opportunity for advancement. Now, this comes back to one of the things you want to look for is growth in a company. And when a interviewer tells you that, it might be true, but a lot of times they're going to tell you that to try to get you hired. An interviewer that repeatedly has to tell you about a company's great opportunities for advancement is usually hiding something. If they have to tell you over and over, oh, there's so much opportunity. Interviewers, I will tell you, are trained to tell people what they want to hear. This next one is one you want to be extra cautious with. If you hear from an interviewer that you can telecommute or work from home sometimes, this is something you want to pay particular attention to. Today's workers want flexibility, and employers, they know this. If your interviewer tells you there is flexibility to work outside the office, ask questions. Working from home could be one day a month or one day a year to your potential new employer, or they may tell you they are going to implement a work from home schedule. The truth is, most employers, they don't want their employees working away from the office. You know, although telecommute or remote work has many benefits to both employees and employers, it's not something most companies want to do still. So that's something to keep in mind is employers may say, hey, you know, we're going to institute a remote work or telecommute work. Ask a lot more questions. And if it's something they say, well, we're going to do that in the future, I wouldn't take a lot of stock in that. Another thing you might hear from a employer that might not quite be telling the truth is it's busy, but we're going to, you know, be hiring more people to help you. When an employer claims they will be hiring more people to help, don't believe it entirely. For-profit employers will generally use the least amount of people to do the most amount of work. You might take a job and find out the 40-hour weeks are more like 60-hour weeks. Don't believe you will be getting help anytime soon. Most employers are moving, like I said, to a leaner employee count to increase the bottom line. They might pay overtime or possibly even no overtime with a salaried worker. Without the overhead of benefits, just a warm body allows an employer to still come out ahead financially. Now, if an interviewer needs to keep reminding you how busy it is, but they will get you more help, this may be, you know, it may not be the case. So it's something that you definitely want to keep an eye out for. We will have you work on another project once you fix the one that needs help. If you hear that in an interview, and if you're being hired to solve a problem, don't completely believe that you'll be around once the issue is gone. This could especially be the case if an employer is paying you very well to fix the problem. Once you have made things better, they might no longer need you. An employer is not going to tell you that you'll be let go ahead of time if you're the one that can fix their issues. Unless this is agreed upon up front, employers will use people for what they need to make their profits. If you are no longer useful or too expensive, I will tell you, you will be let go once the problems are solved. I hope some of these tips help listeners find a good place to work, find a good employer. Because honestly, today, finding a good employer, it can be quite a challenge. The truth is, the perfect one is probably non-existent. Ask most people, and the company they work for usually has some type of issues. It just really depends on how big the issues are. The problems today with many employers is they are increasingly seeing their employees as being expendable. Benefits are being cut back, and employees are many times expected to do more with less. This is often done to increase the bottom line and shareholder returns. And there's nothing wrong with a company making money. I will certainly agree to this. We live in a capitalist world in many cases, especially here in the USA. However, even with profits in mind, employers should still be respectful of their workers and reward them for their contributions. Working for a company, it should be a two-way street. The employer provides its employees with a monetary return for their time and work. The employee provides their time for the money, and they choose to spend their life to contribute to the success of an employer. This is why it's important to find a good employer. With the right research and questioning in an interview, it is possible to improve your chances of working for a company that does indeed care about its employees and is respectful. An employer that does endorse a culture of a work-life balance and not one that just says they have this to get people hired. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. I hope the information on finding a good employer was helpful to you. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com for more helpful information on saving money and employment tips. Join me on the next podcast episode as I talk about human resource misconceptions. Company HR departments are not in place for the reasons you might believe.